You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. Dr. Luana is sponsored by A Touch from Above.
Above with Dr. Luana Stines. The song that you're listening to is called Holy Spirit, Flow Through Me from Dr. Luana Stines' CD, The Cup of Salvation. And every night we'll be playing a different song from that CD. And for any monthly gift in December, you'll receive The Cup of Salvation. We appreciate so much your gifts and your letters. Please write to Post Office Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. Tonight's message is titled Success Through the Eyes of God, and the text is Ecclesiastes 10:10. Here's Dr. Luana Stines.
Vision and success in Christ is so much different than the world's points. Oh, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10 says, if the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the axe, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. You know, Solomon, in all of his wisdom, writes something about success. Every company will sit down this week and throughout the month, this end of the year, and they will try to write down all the things that will bring them success before the new year starts again. There are so many different definitions of success. Financial wealth, position and power, comfort and relaxation, being the best that you can be. But my dear friends and listeners tonight, what is God's definition? Matthew chapter 16, reading in verse 25, it says, for whosoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. You see, my dear friend, my dear listeners listening to me tonight, one must be willing to lose his low life in order to have his God's high life. Matthew chapter 16, reading in verse 24 through 27 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. My dear friends, great men and women have had to lose their plain life to find his plan. Oh, you have to lose your plan. Oh, I know we have so many ideas and we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're going to do this. But we have to lose our plan to allow God to give us his plan. Exodus chapter 3:10, it says, "Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." You see, Moses had no idea. He thought his plan was on the other side of the desert. He had ran for his life and had a comfortable living. He had his wife and his new children, and he was in the comfort of his own place there. Herds and cattle and all the things that one would want. But suddenly this man looked up to the mountain and saw something burning, and God began to call him. What about Peter in Matthew chapter 4, reading in verse 18 through 22? And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, and in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. In Matthew chapter 9, reading in verse 9, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man by the name of Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and he followed him. In the book of Acts is a powerful story of a man's plans that were changed for the very purpose of Paul. In Acts chapter 9, we see the story of Paul. Suddenly, his name was Saul, turned to Paul. You see, losing your life to find God's perfect will is a lifestyle. It's not a one-time experience. It's not this, I said that prayer and that's all that matters and now I can live however I want to. No, no, no. It's not quick, nor is it easy. It's not looking for what feels good. And no, I didn't feel no goosebumps, so I don't think God really does exist. It's not living my own life, my own way, doing my own thing, and don't tell me what to do. No, my dear friend. You see, submitting to the Word of God, submitting to the power of God's Spirit. I love what is true success. Oh, the world has a twisted mindset of what true success is. But Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, and that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." You see, listening to the right spirit, listening to the Holy Spirit of the living God, listening to the Spirit of the living God and tuning your spirit man to hear him is very crucial in these last days. Romans chapter 8, reading in verse 16, it says, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." Children of God, what are you doing in the world? What are you doing playing in the devil's playground? Oh, when you play in the devil's playground, you can't hear his voice clearly. You see, wisdom comes in the counsel of others, but their advice and your advice of your own mind had better line up to God's word. My dear friend, our natural gifts, our natural talents, our heartfelt joy must be used for what gets results for God's kingdom. You see, my dear friend, many people fail. Why? Because if not careful, it can be for your kingdom and not for the kingdom of the Almighty God. We can find God's plan for our life if we want to. John chapter 10, reading in verse 14, "I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep. I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." Can you hear the voice of the living God? Can you hear the voice of His Spirit? True success is living an abundant life in every realm of your life in the kingdom of God. John chapter 10:10 says the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly. My dear friend, what does that mean? A life that is more abundant, superior in quality, super abundant in quantity, in great measure in God's kingdom. Success in God's kingdom is much different than the success of this world. Oh, the success of this world seems like it's right. But my dear friend, you see, the success must have balance for you and I. So many give up their children to have worldly success. So many give up their wife or their husband to have worldly success. You see, success is not bouncing from one church to another. It's not for your own personal desires. True success is having your priorities in order. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, let all things be done decently and in order. You see, God is a God of order. But my dear friends, true success comes in the birthright of the living God. Genesis chapter 25, verse 27 says, now Jacob cooked a stew and Esau came in from the field and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, please, please feed me with that. Feed me from that same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore, his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day. And Esau said, look, I'm about to die. So what is this birthright to me? Then Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold him his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew and lentils. And then he ate and drank, rose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. How many of the children of God have walked away from the living God? How many have despised the birthright of the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the all-knowing God that reached out in the miry pit of your life and brought you in? But now your birthright, oh no, you've thrown it away for the pleasures of this world. You see, the birthright, oh, it goes way back in time. God had a special claim on the firstborn, at least from the first time of Exodus. You see, the devil, he loves to destroy your birthright. He loves to destroy what is rightly yours. You see, a long time ago, for the children of Israel, if you were the firstborn, we need to understand that birthright included a double portion of the inheritance. In the Old Testament time, the children of Israel kept that custom until God changed it through the tribes of Levi instead of the firstborn. In Numbers chapter 3, you can read that 44 through 51. The Levites shall be mine, for I am the Lord, it says in that scripture. You see, but you and I must understand that God loves you and I, and the Old Testament is not dead. It is still alive today, and it teaches us very valuable lessons. Jesus came to fulfill God's almighty promises and to give you and I a new birthright, born again by the Spirit of the living God. We are to be born again by faith in Jesus Christ, Jesus. Through Him, by faith, we enter into an amazing birthright. Right. The cross is a place of redemption, of newness, a place of healing, a place of freedom. Like the firstborn was killed, oh, listen, it was a sign of redemption for the children of Israel. Jesus is our redemption. His blood was shed for our redemption. His blood was shed for our freedom. Isaiah chapter 53, reading in verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be, listen to me, satisfied by the knowledge. My righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Listen to me, Jesus. He shall justify you. And only through Jesus can you be justified, and only through Christ Jesus can you have true success. You see, justified. Justified is like just as if I'd never sinned. Coming to Jesus by faith, coming into that wonderful birthright, coming to the place of salvation. Nothing I could do to earn this birthright, the inheritance that comes to those who are truly born again. You see, you can trust Jesus. You can trust the Holy Spirit. Let go. Let God tonight. Let go. Listen to me. Let go. Let God tonight. Listen to me, listener. You have wandered away. You've been discouraged. The world has come in. The darkness has surrounded you. Your children, they seem to be away from God. Your teenagers have slipped away. But Isaiah chapter 54, reading in verse 2, it says, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right, to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nation. Do not give up, listener. It says, and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be put to shame, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. Oh, the price of Calvary. That was our birthplace, our birthright. Jesus paid it all for our freedom. We are born again. Are you born again today? Are you born again by faith? Have you entered into that great blessing? I'm telling you, my dear friend, when we take the word of God and begin to apply it into our life, we enter into God's greatness. Everything that He has belongs to you and I. But you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve the success of this world and have the success of the Almighty God. No, my dear friend, let go to let God. Isaiah chapter 55, reading in verse 11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all of the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come up cypress trees, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The reason God changed the birthright from the firstborn to the Levite was for the priesthood. When we come to Jesus, we have right to the birthright, a blessing from Almighty God Himself. When we come to true repentance, and when we walk by faith and in the holiness of Jesus Christ, His Word, we laid hold to that claim, a double portion, no, more than a double portion. We can enter into the full inheritance, the legal right of the full inheritance of the promise of the living God. 1 Peter chapter 2, reading in verses 1, therefore laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have trusted that the Lord is gracious, coming to Him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God, and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion, listen to me, my dear friend, a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on Him will by no means be put to shame. Are you broken? Are you in shame? You allow the enemy to come in? Can I tell you today that you are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood? Listen to me, dear saints. Do not let go. Hold on to the cross of Calvary. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Don't look behind you. Keep your eyes upon the author and the finisher of our faith. In 1 Peter 2, 9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You and I can make the difference in a dark, wicked, evil, sin-filled world, because we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth, and great is the God that dwells within us than he who dwells in the world. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us, and no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment, he will intercede on our behalf, for that is the heritage of the servants of the Most High God. Psalms chapter 37, 18 says, the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Psalms 106:5 says, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones. that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory in your inheritance. Do not sell your birthright like Esau, listener. Don't lay hold of your inheritance. You see, Reuben lost his birthright because he gave in to sin. Oh, listen, my dear friend, do not give up. So many are throwing away their birthright. The relationship between God and man is a relationship between the Creator and the things. Oh, my goodness, listen to me. Oh, His love, we are His chosen people. His love for us is never, never ending. Are you away from God? Pray with me. Are you away from God? Are you broken? Did you throw your birthright away to live with your girlfriend for a few moments of pleasure, to have sex that only leaves you guilty and full of shame? Did you throw your birthright away to live with your boyfriend, and here you are did you believe the lie of homosexuality? You once walked with God in the temple of the living God, and because of the lie that's bombarded all around us, you have now stepped into the lies of homosexuality, and it has left you wanting. It has left you broken. Oh, you threw your birthright away, but listen to me, my dear friend, you still have the opportunity on this side to say, Jesus, please help me. Have you thrown away your birthright for the success and the wants of this world, the riches of this world, the deceitfulness of riches and the lust for other things? Has it come in and choked out the word of God? Have you said, God, I'm going to do it my way? Like the potter to the clay's relationship, the potter has the power to make whatever it pleases. The clay must submit and obey. The clay cannot argue with the potter. You are the clay. He is the creator. He is the almighty, the omnipotent, the all-knowing God. The relationship between man and God is the same. Man must absolutely obey the will of God and may not change it. Pray with me right now. Jesus, please forgive me. Come into my heart. Oh, Lord, I'm so broken. I need a miracle. Jesus, help me. Forgive me. I need you so much. Come into my heart. Did you say that prayer tonight? Why don't you write to me? A Touch from Above, ATFA, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California. Log on to my website, atouchfromabove.org. I care about you. You are very important. God cares about you. P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. Again, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. You are important to God. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. Do not run around like a little chicken with your head chopped off. Do not play in the devil's playground. My dear friend, I love you today. You're listening to my program and you're discouraged. Write me. Write me your prayer requests. Are your children going through hard times? Are you tackling sickness? Whatever it is, are you having trouble in your marriage? Whatever it is, write to me. Write to me. Send me your prayer requests. I love you. I appreciate you. And I promise you that we at the Prayer Mountain, we will pray for every single request that you send to me. My website is atouchfromabove.org. You can send me those prayer requests, also written P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. And these messages will be on our website. So make sure you log on to my website under K-Praise Radio. I love you and I appreciate you, and I will see you every single night this week. Let's enjoy hearing God's word together. You are amazing. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you for tuning in to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins. I'm Brian, and we are thankful you listen to our program. Every program is available online at atouchfromabove.org. This ministry flows on the river of prayer. We thank you for your prayers. Would you please pray and consider giving a monthly gift of any amount? Help us reach as many people as we can. Jesus is greatly needed. We need your help. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org. Again, thank you for listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins on KPRZ 1210 AM. Dr. Luana is sponsored by A Touch from Above.